Do you like comedy podcasts?
No.
I do, and that's why I have one with you.
Oh, good.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Hampton Yun.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a mental health podcast. It's about depression. It's about suicide. It's also about history, and it's also about
having fun.
Dave and I having a blast.
Yeah, we talk about suicidal thoughts in us and other people because we've dealt with that stuff. So we joke around about it, try to bring some light to the subject.
Yeah, who are we talking about this week?
This week we're talking about Jean Weber, a French serial killer who committed suicide in 1910.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Serial and killers. I like both.
Oh, no.
No.
You're going to hate this episode, then.
Listen to Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, wherever.
My butt.
I love you.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kyle Ayers. I'm the host of Never Seen It, where I have people rewrite famous movies and television shows they've never seen. We have a very special episode coming up. Lawrence of Arabia was rewritten by Dan Harmon.
Yeah, that's a real burn burner.
So please check it out wherever you listen to podcasts.
California Meltdown Comics, Harmontown is now in session. Please welcome to the stage the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Thank you very much. Bad show tonight. Bad show. Just not feeling it. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. I'm not at liberty to say whether or not I use recreational drugs, but if they're in a hypothetical universe where there was one that facilitated intimate coupling.
Maybe some sort of like ecstatic sensations.
Yeah. Something that would have been prescribed to couples before it was illegalized, like back in the 80s, I think. Like I would have probably taken that yesterday, and I would be having a serotonin depletion right now with just pleasant memories of seeing Wicked at the Pantages.
You went?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was good.
Are you a big musical theater guy? Do you enjoy it?
I like a good musical.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't like a bad one. No one does. I don't know what that makes me. A regular old musical consumer.
I used to go, yeah, when I was a kid, we went to every play at the Pantages there. It's a very... very fond childhood kind of memory for me.
It's about a witch.
Is she the protagonist of the tale?
Yeah, even though she's a witch. Do a little reversal.
Were you theoretically on this ecstatic sort of possible thing during the show?
Oh, or? Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know why. I mean, that was. I'm especially not allowed to talk about the possibility of my wife going near this stuff. But if she had, I would have said to her, "Do you really want to do that during this?" And she would have said yes. But we didn't. But if I had, then I would have been sitting there with my eyeballs kind of going. Oh,
do you think that would possibly have enhanced your Wicked viewing pleasure, or was it distracting? Hypothetically,
it's a synthetic drug. I think you kind of if you take mushrooms or acid, not that I ever have, but if you those change your experience, like your perception of things. I think that my experience with the ecstasy family of drugs. It's a very small family.
I think it's just that guy and Molly, his friend Molly, right?
It just kind of, it kind of puts you in a certain mood, but everything that's happening around you, you're emotionally receiving it differently, but you're not experiencing anything other than what's actually happening. So I guess I was kind of like, this musical puts me in a great mood. Which may not be true, but I don't know. Maybe it was bad. I don't know. It seemed good to me. She was green. She flew. I mean, don't let this guy like tell you whether or not I had a good time yesterday. It'll sound terrible. This is what happens. This is the price you pay for your disco drugs. All those highs you kids are on, they have lows.
Yeah, I'm rotten as a fucking chop today, man. I apparently drank 100,000 drinks in Anacortes, Washington yesterday. I was telling Dan backstage, I was on a plane, and I had to go into the lavatory just to get it together. Like, I just sat in there like, it was really nice in there, too. I was like, I can't be around human beings right now. It's very, I'm like, that's called delirium tremens, I believe is the word. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, good news is I guess I'm bored with the black people now. I think we kind of...
You got that out of your system?
Yeah.
We really double-dipped last time, too.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean for that to happen, but I was kind of... I wanted anybody that did come just for the asking to be rewarded for it, for sure. I don't know if either of those two guys, Brian and Max, if they actually... It sounded like they had those coincidences that they were here. Because there were other people tweeting me going, I'm going to come to the show because I'm black and you asked for it. And I thought, if they do that, then that's very sacrificial of them. They should be given a reward of some kind. The spotlight, for instance. But to having their race acknowledged and having them be dehumanized through it.
Anatoly, are you having a weird psychotic episode over here? What's going on? He's got a... Can we get a camera on this guy? What is happening?
Anatoly, do you want to... I mean, you kind of have to. Normally we ask if you want to, but if you're going to sit in the front row and do that, you have to show people what you're doing.
At least stand up and face the audience and give them what I'm getting here. That's just, it's very horrifying. Completely nightmare-inducing.
Oh boy! Oh no! All right, careful! Oh boy! Oh no! I thought you were gonna fall. You can... Do you wanna talk for a little bit? Okay. Why don't you have a seat over there?
I'm enjoying the sweater of this space kitten. I love that.
Wow! Yeah.
It's got those earbud laces.
Yeah, and like I can do it like. Like, get listening to the music, and it goes, like, right to my nipples.
All right. So the cat is listening, and so are your nipples. Have you heard of these bone-shaking headphones? They use your bone, your skull, to conduct the music? Like, so there's no actual sound happening? It's just using your skull as, like, a speaker?
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you look like you could use some disruption.
I mean, I just hear music like constantly, like every time.
And obviously, we're not going to ask, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Because that's what you want us to do. And then you'll be like, I don't know. And like, here's your medal for whatever this movement is. I'm not going to play the role of your father. Shooting you looks over the top of my newspaper. Well, I'm gonna support you, like one of those dads, the dads that you end up calling by his first name when you're when you move out.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So what? Have you been directing anything lately? I know you're interested. You came out here to direct.
I'm like kind of trying to make my thesis film right now. My thesis short.
Your Desert Shield?
Did it sound like that? Thesis short, my final short in my program.
Oh, your short.
Yeah,
okay.
Short film. Yeah.
Are you talented enough to justify this level of eccentricity?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I am. Yeah.
One would hope that you can back that up. You can't just start wearing kitten costumes and stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah. You gotta go. Never mind.
I mean, yeah, okay.
So what's your short about? Can you tell us?
It's called About Love. But it's not about love.
Nice. What's it about? It's just like a like shots of a factory. And then a razor blade on a coffee table. As a tea kettle whistles. About love.
I'm a little bit lost. What's happening right now? What's happening?
That's all it took in the 70s. You were working for Spielberg after that.
Oh, what? What? Like what? For real? Is it 70s right now?
Are you on anything or?
Oh, fuck.
It's a safe place to tell us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With cameras rolling?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm never on anything.
All right.
Yeah, it just costs a lot of money to be on something, so I don't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the thing keeping you from being a drug addict is the financial aspect?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's like my main problem, because as I see it, you always have risk of becoming like heavily addicted to it, and then you need a lot of money for rehabs and stuff. So I don't start with it, because when you have no money and start drugs, it's like most like your future is not bright, might be not bright. Yeah. So I just kind of want to get some money first and then start with drugs.
It's good thinking.
Yeah.
So you're in the meantime, you're just drinking.
I don't drink.
Do you have an inner ear infection? There must be some explanation. You seem a little wobbly and eccentric.
I'm just an artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I won't keep pushing it. Then. Okay. You're just a wobbly, dizzy, magazine page wearing, sober yeah. Russian.
It's like a yeah. It's like my entire life is my art project, and like that, and it goes from yeah, and it doesn't mean anything, at least for me, but it might. Means something for people around, and they will see meaning in my art, and that's how art exists.
Wow, that's good.
Can we start a fund to get you really high for next week?
I wanted to see, because when we checked in with you, when we met you, mm-hmm. you said you came out here to be a director, and we tried to have you direct us.
Yeah.
And you just told us. Talk louder or something?
No,
a lot of costume notes. So
yeah,
lot of,
I mean, but because it's most important thing, like in at least in film directing, like if it's going on camera, it should look real. You should be. If I remember correctly, it was a scene from a Mad Men, and you were Draper, and you were dressed like you.
All right.
And like if in. On an episode of a Mad Men, Don Draper would be dressed like that.
Right, right.
It won't be a Mad Men, so it's for real. It's the first note.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It's the most important thing. Like,
if you're a crew of one, then you are also the wardrobe supervisor. You should, all right. So until we get you like a 200-person crew, we'll never get like a taste of your like directing. We can't, like, as I wanted to see how far you've come as a director now that you've been going to film school all this time.
Yeah, I'm pretty far.
Yeah. I mean, if Jeff and I were to do another scene for Mad Men, could you get beyond our wardrobe?
Okay, I'll pretend like you're dressed fine, yeah.
Okay. All right. In this scene, Don Draper is coming into Peggy's office.
Oh. Hello, Don.
What's going on with that Heinz report?
I was going to have it on your desk. I just got distracted. My husband has been having problems at home.
Can I make a few things perfectly clear?
It's not going to be one of those sexist monologues you go into, is it?
There's two things you're good for around here. The Heinz account. And the Heinz account. I said it twice, because it's twice as important. This whole firm relies on the Heinz account. I don't watch Mad Men.
Thank you.
Yeah, I noticed that.
All right. So you have some notes.
Okay, right, this is now just starting to seem natural. This whole thing now. Now we're strangely all okay with this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, the main note is you should watch Mad Men.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I mean, so.
Should we try? What? Can we do like a Russian film? Could we do like some kind of like artistic like?
Solaris. Tarkovsky's movie.
Tarkovsky.
Yeah. About space and shit.
Can we do a Tartovsky in space movie?
Well, can I predict his first note will be in space? Yeah. It seems like a lot of convenience. Like, I mean, I put this work in, and then he's like, come back when you're in space. Then I direct. I don't know. I'm getting offended.
We exposed ourselves right during that, and you just, you know, you get to sit there in your little director's chair with hiding behind a mech. I Love Lucy. What is this you got on your face?
I have no idea.
All right, we'll give you one more chance. We'll do Tartovsky in space.
Tarkovsky in space. Okay.
Captain. There is a potato shortage in the potato locker.
Potatoes not imported right now. Go to airlock.
Captain, how can you say that?
The airlock is leaking. There is a leak in the airlock.
With all due respect, Captain, it will not matter if we have air or not if we don't have potatoes.
You need air more than potatoes.
We shall see.
Yes, I'm just kidding.
Tartovsky in space!
All right, so...
He looks excited about this. He's getting into this one.
I didn't even get what happened. Okay. What just happened in this scene? Someone died or what?
Yeah. Yeah, he had an oxygen mask.
I just haven't seen it, but yeah. I can't see stuff around me with this mask, so yeah. Fuck.
Are the little eye holes in that cut out like in a certain aspect ratio so you're always seeing the frame? Like,
yeah.
Come on, direct us.
Give us some fucking notes.
Some fucking notes on your improv.
Or this, the story? I mean, like,
yeah,
how would you, if that was the starting point of our rehearsal and we were going to shoot this thing, you know, what would your direction be for
My
us?
Direction would be don't do stupid accent. Because it doesn't make sense. If you're Russians, you either speak Russian, or if it's in a movie, you speak like perfect English.
You're speaking in a stupid Russian accent right now.
I'm not in the movies.
The pot calling the samovar black.
Where have you seen reality in movies? Yeah. Where have you seen something real in movies? I'm not in a movie, so I can't speak however I want.
It's pretty defensive.
No.
All right. Well.
No.
Well. Good job. We'll check in with you again next semester. See if you've learned anything. Okay. Let's have a hand for Anatoly. Wobbly, edgy, dangerous Anatoly.
To be fair, though, my Russian accent was pretty crap. It was kind of a real Eurorail pass.
Yeah. But you know, lame. Lame directing. Supposed to tell us to get angry, and then we get angry, you know. And then we would have gone like, "Good job directing us." We got angry. That's all you had to do. Giving him like four.
Now he's just flipping you off in the front row.
All right. So that was the energy boost I needed to. I was like taking another capsule of Molly. When did they start calling it Molly? Why did that happen? They just keep moving that goalpost. When I first encountered it, we called it X, like Jamie Kennedy X. But then the kids were like, "That's lame. It's E." I called it E for X to see, and then it's Molly.
Is Molly just more of a pure MDMA kind of thing, or is
amphetamine?
It's cut with amphetamine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought...
pure MDMA.
It's the other way around. I think ecstasy was always had a little speedy component to it, and then MDMA is more like, this is... You can just wiggle your eyeballs and...
Yeah, I went to the Hollywood Bowl and saw Holst's Planets and on a little bit of Molly, and it was groovy. It was very good. I recommend that.
I mean, I say we're going to have bad shows a lot, but like I really meant it this time.
I feel like we can coast on Tartosky in space for another half hour.
I don't think that was that good. I think they're being nice. They want us to entertain them. They feel stupid for paying $10. They're gonna tend to jump on anything they can.
And we don't even have Spencer tonight. I don't know. Spencer, do you hear that? Spencer, can you hear me?
Well, let's try an experiment. Eventually, I want to get these monitors in here so that we can do for the live stream, we can do like a feed, and then people could tweet at us.
Uh-huh.
And then we could like respond to them, kind of. But like... for now, let's just do...
This show is like a fucking freight train of entertainment. This is some breathless shit. Oh my god, I feel like a bum.
All right, pick a hashtag.
Hashtag Tartosky in space.
That's too hard to spell. We'll just
hashtag
make it...
potato locker, potato shortage.
Okay, hashtag. Well, okay, potato shortage. Okay, so if you're watching on the live feed, or I guess these guys can't too, but there goes those 8 laughs we were getting. tweet something at hashtag potato shortage, and then we can address their issues.
I love it. Future is now.
Yeah, let's just wait for that.
So you're saying that we would have a monitor, like a screen that where this would be happening live during the show, like up here? Or?
Well, yeah, something so that they can see. Because the idea would be if you were watching the live stream, then it would be like a lower third. But then they have to see the same thing that the people on the live stream are seeing. That's the difficulty. I'd like to do more visual stuff just to make people mad that are listening for free.
They're going to wonder what the hell was on Anatoly's face the entire time.
Like we'll start playing like fun like photos from a safari.
Is Erin here tonight? Or is she recovering from hypothetical?
She's not
serotonin
here.
Levels?
She went with a group of like 50 girls to see 50 Shades of Grey. They did a whole outing.
Wow.
I don't know if those were groans of pleasure or pain, as the source material I guess would want me to be confused, right? I'm assuming. There's a blurred line. I don't know. Isn't it? It's about S&M stuff.
Oh, fuck. I left my book on the plane. God damn it. Not 50 Shades of Grey. I was reading another book.
What book were you
it's
reading?
It's called Rubicon. It's about the last days of the Roman Empire. It was very good. Has anybody read it? Tom Holland, right? Really well-written stuff. And then, of course, leave it on the plane. You got a copy of it?
I audiobooked it.
You audiobooked it? Yeah, I'll have to go find it.
All right, hit me with a fucking rap beat.
Oh shit!
let's get this thing. Let's go deep. Yeah. Big pile of booties out front. Fuck your mom. Oh, that's the only thing that rhymes with that is. All right, that's enough. If that's how this is going to go. I thought it would bring up the energy, but... Man,
it's not that the rap bar was ever set that high by you, but that was poor. That was
I didn't get to the first rhyme. But I'm calling that a victory, that not getting to the rhyme of that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. All right, play it.
You like that beat? You want to feel something else?
Might I play the same one? Sorry, I just sprayed vodka on you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Baby dance.
Chica.
Baby down.
Baby dance. Big pile of booties out front. Candid camera hosted by Alan Funt.
Saw your mama just the other day. Got her on my knees and I started to pray. Cause your mama's booty is like a god to me. It's all that I ever see. Like a Tootsie Roll in those old ads. I fucked your mama. Her name is Tad. Thaddeus by birth. Then later shortened to the informal Tad. I took your mama to the beach. I fed her apples, I fed her a peach. She started to get heartburn because the citric acid, that's what we learned, is causing her esophagus to fuck her up. Now she's in a sarcophagus. She's not dead. She's just getting out of her head. Little meditation exercise. Fucked your mama between her juicy thighs. Put my head inside. I got reverse born. Now I'm wide. I'm wide. W-I-D-E. I meant to say it. It's a new way to say cool. Wide. You're wide now. All right. We're good. See, I feel that energy now.
Yeah. But it doesn't really matter. That gave them energy. And they give it to me, and what do I do with it?
I gotta say, man, that shit was wide.
That shit was wide.
Hashtag potato shortage.
All right. Well, I mean, he, let's bring out DeMorge.
DeMorge Brown! Downtown DeMorge Brown. Boy, this is one you have to see in the live stream to really get the...
Yeah.
There's a lot of visual goodies going on here.
That's pretty wide, man.
Well, what is right for you is right for other people, right?
All right. So, the Chinese are at it again.
Fucking Chinese, man.
I don't have anything. Oh, let's check the... I'll check the feed. Okay, let's see here.
How are you, DeMar? It's a very exciting shirt you have on there. I like
it. Oh,
this.
Thank you very much. Well, it's Valentine's Day weekend. I thought I would do something for myself. As I'm only with myself. Single ladies.
Are you single, gentlemen?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. For how long?
Until someone solves that riddle, you know?
I mean, like, when was the last time you were in a serious...
Like a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was interesting.
What's your record for the longest relationship?
I think like 7 years? Six years?
7 years?
6 years, something like
Shit,
that.
Shit, that's long.
Like college and then some.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. She was a great person. She was a good kid.
And then what?
And then I moved to Los Angeles. I think, you know, I wanted to be an actor. She wanted to be a human being, and I think that's sort of... And so... I had to become fictional.
Oh, these tweets are very critical.
Maybe this is a bad emotional road to walk down right now.
This guy says, I think you'd be surprised how many people would watch a live stream of Dan just staring at his phone.
Hashtag potato shortage?
I guess I'll hear this on Wednesday, says this guy. Damn, Dan can't even rap. What horrible mush has he made his what? Mind? Whoa. I know, yeah. Sorry about
that. Damn.
Josh Cahill says, I felt massive shame this week when I accidentally bought 1-ply toilet paper. I had that. The first time I ever went grocery shopping with Erin, it was like kind of, she had. I don't think she'd moved in yet, but it was sort of like, you know, there's like that sort of like one day you in a relationship you kind of you both go grocery shopping together, And she, I remember early in our relationship, Erin went through a very brief phase of trying to impress me with how frugal she was and how unimpressed she was with my money. Like so if I would say like, let's just take a cab there, she'd be like, no, we can drive. I was like, no, it's safer to take a cab. But she bought, I needed toilet paper, and she got this giant pack. Said like, look at this big pack of toilet paper. Look how cheap it is. I'm like, okay, I'm very impressed. And it was one ply, and I'm still wiping my ass with it.
You haven't got.
It's only just now start down to like one roll, and finally.
What is the problem with one ply?
You've been together for.
What is the problem with one ply?
Asking a question. I don't.
I mean, it's like toilet paper is.
No, you should. Toilet paper is one of those things that you have to spend all the money on. Like don't skimp on. It was a dollar difference. Go get the good shit.
You want really nice. Until they come up with better technology than just paper to wipe the shit out of your butt. I will. The thicker, the better. Like the more between you and what your body is even saying, don't go near this.
Yeah, don't
put
the wispy stuff.
Don't put this in your hand. This is coming out the other side. Don't you think it's interesting that we are just worms? You know, a multicellular organism, when it develops, it becomes like a circle. It's like to increase the surface area and like. Basically, we evolved from you know, the first multicellular organisms were like these just tubes, so like shit would go and digest through, and we're still tubes. Yeah, this is outside your body, inside your butt. Like, it's like what you're doing when you take a cookie and you put it in your mouth. You're just rubbing the outside of your body along it.
Some would say the worm is on the inside.
The worm is on the inside?
Yeah, and that we're on the outside doing other things.
Well, yeah, we have built on our worm a whole life.
It's just getting way too wide for me, man.
Well, thank you, Josh Cahill, for not saying shitty things. Are any of the cameras on? I don't see any red lights. This guy's just sending other rhymes for front.
Oh dear, that could be risky.
They're mostly asking about potatoes. I think that's a mistake we made. Where's Kumail? That's a good question.
Where's Kumail?
Are we going to get some Kumail? How excited are you about 50 Shades?
What feed is this?
I had them tweet at potato, the hashtag potato shortage. Oh, okay. Any relationship advice on how to stop a communication breakdown from snowballing? All right.
Okay.
How to keep a communication breakdown from snowballing? You have to learn that your feelings are your feelings and your thoughts are your thoughts. And the mistake that we all make is we say, look, you're making me very angry right now. Or I feel like when you come home late from work, the blah, blah, blah. We're constantly doing that. We're going like, I feel like you're a piece of shit, which is really impossible. It's not honest. Like,
isn't that the good part, that when somebody says, I feel, because normally what people say is you're a piece of shit, and they don't mean I feel you're
right. Exactly. So you have to tend your own garden and express what is actually happening inside of you. Just think of it this way. What's something that nobody could argue with? You know, like if you said, I'm just uncomfortable right now. I don't expect you to do anything. Anybody who would say, well, you shouldn't be uncomfortable, they're an asshole. But if you say to somebody, I'm uncomfortable, so you should move your car, you should go do something else, then that person is allowed to then say, well, if I move my car, I'm going to feel like this or blah. But the important thing is to communicate your feelings, especially with your lover. Like, no one needs their car moved or anything like that. All that ever happens is you both are afraid that the other one has stopped loving you. And then somebody says, like, I feel sad because you did something. And then the other person's like, that's bullshit. I'm not the reason you're sad. And now I feel angry at you. And you're not really sharing feelings, your own feelings. You're just yelling shit at each other.
Are you still doing the couples therapy thing with Eric?
Yeah, can't you tell? I'm fucking... I'm a master now. Except I took off my wedding ring at work and it's sitting on my desk.
Wow.
Yeah. It's okay. It'll still be there. But yeah, that could have been like a desk made of quicksand. So lesson learned. Don't take off your wedding ring.
Are you... You're always working right now, right? Like you're pretty much at Community all the time, right?
Yeah.
Does that take a toll on you and Aaron? Like if you don't have a lot of time to
it's
spend.
It's a very big challenge. Yeah. 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 It'll bring the bad stuff out.
Is she here tonight? Is she coming?
She's watching.
Oh, I already asked.
50
you.
Shades of Grey. All right. Yeah, it's bad. It's tough, but we're dealing with it. We're all right.
When's the light at the end of the tunnel for you being finished with Community?
Sorry, what? I was reading my Twitter feed.
All right. Are you almost done with Community?
Oh, yeah. We're shooting like the ninth episode. Matt Berry flies in on Tuesday. He's going to do an episode with him. I thought, oh, shit. You know what?
Not a woman.
That reminds me. Reminder, write script for Matt Berry for Tuesday.
So you're casting without any script? Like you're saying,
yeah, we did.
We want you on a thing.
Well, when they're international like that, you gotta book them well in advance and schedule everything with them. So we knew we were going to do an episode with Matt Berry. Now we know. As of yesterday, I woke up. I know what we're going to do. But then yesterday, I was Vanilla Valentine's.
Wow.
Valentine's Day.
Vanilla teen.
And today was Vanilla Minecraft. Tomorrow, which is a holiday, I'll slave over a hot keyboard for Matt Berry. A hit will be born. I want to hear you discuss Kanye West. I find him to be super wide, but there seems to be a perception created by
I
the
really
media.
Hope that gains traction. I want wide to become a thing for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I don't know. The SNL's doing their 40-year anniversary tonight, and I have seen some tweets being critical of Kanye. I'm a little out of touch with Kanye.
Yeah.
What's going on in Kanye news? Is he a pariah?
He seems like he's like a very talented producer and rapper, but he also seems like he's kind of a ding-dong, right? Like
I think he's... Somebody's given him a formula that says every 6 days he's got to do something publicly, and the weirder it is, the better. And so he just kind of plays that ball back and forth. I mean, you know, it's all just it all falls away. And then he throws when people start to lose patience with him, he just throws this slab of incredible music out and tours for 2 years and then comes back. I guess fine, man.
I like that Gold Digger song.
You know what I just heard? I don't know shit about hip-hop. My friend Morgan Groby, he loves hip-hop, and he played that song Monster for me with Nicki Minaj and who else is on that, Jay-Z? It's fucking good.
Yeah.
She's really good on that, too. I was very excited about that.
She is.
That's the end of my rap novel. When I was in high school, we all had... really big sound systems in our car, like we all had stolen like speakers and amps and all this shit, and
because Alpine Marantz.
Yeah, Alpine and Blaupunks and all that stuff, and we would all play it was all hip hop all the time, and like we were just a bunch of white assholes. It was really cheesy, like Two Live Crew and shit, like terrible.
Candace Razzo says, I want to have sex with my boyfriend while he watches Harmontown. Why'd she hashtag?
That seems like an extraordinarily bad idea.
Are we supposed to give her the thumbs up?
Go ahead.
I think they should do that on the condition that there's photos made available.
This guy wants me to flip off Anatoly, all right. And this guy wants me to take off my shirt. Says, he wants sad shirtless Dan, please.
That apparently is going to happen. Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
Come on, Coco. That really is wide. Can you actually start crying? Can you produce an actual tear for us, Dan?
It's the new Coco.
All right, I'm going to try to really cry. So fat. The earth is dying. My dad's gonna die. I can't. There's nothing. I mean, my dad's not sick or anything. Yeah. Otherwise, that would probably work.
Wait, what was the order? Fat, Earth is dying, my dad's gonna die. Remember the improv show we did where you ended up naked on stage and you had a nosebleed, so you were covered in blood and holding your junk, and I sang you a lullaby and you were just pouring bright, incredibly red blood, and Jack Black was in the audience and we were so embarrassed, and he comes back out of the show and he goes, "Guys, that was a fucking fiasco."
It really was. Yeah. I just realized we really undermined Candace, but you know, her boyfriend's probably not going to be able to perform. Candace's boyfriend, just look from the neck down, where I'm a beautiful lady. Don't listen to those haters hate, says at Embrace LeBase. Your show is going fucking great. Oh. This guy says this show is great even without serotonin. This guy says keep talking about your butt. Oh. So remember what...
Can do.
Remember when Spencer talked about his... Caloric, pistolic. You remember that nest cyst or whatever in his thing? And then the day he started talking about that, I got one, and I've had it the whole time. I was like, could that really be some kind of psychosomatic? Like, I got this thing that Spencer talked about, and I had it, and then it started to go away, and then the next day Spencer told me his went away. That's the end of that story.
I got nothing.
This show is really something.
This one's probably for Jeff. I'm trying to learn to make better scones. What type of fruit or filling should I add?
Fuck you, Dan. Scones suck, right? Scones aren't good.
I'm not a big fan of them.
You don't want a fucking scone ever. You want a croissant or a fucking, like...
Yeah, something flaky, something light.
Yeah. No, so you want a biscuit.
It's like cakey gravel, sort of.
No, it's not good. Yeah. No, if you're having scones, you're doing it wrong, I believe. My advice is don't make scones. It's like aim higher. Is my advice.
This guy says, "Woman pouring her hot coffee into the trash." I said, "You'll start a fire." She looked at the stream coming out and screamed. And screamed. That's just a crazy guy.
You think?
Maybe that's the one guy who's using the hashtag potato shortage for something else. After the moon base gets set up, can Harmenians colonize other celestial bodies like Europa or something? Yes. On the next 60 minutes, might they catch an episode of Community? I saw that fly too, DeMorge. That's 8 minutes ago.
Yeah, there was an enormous prehistoric animal flew by your head.
It's like a gnat.
It was large.
Damon Gentry says, "Dan, do you ever get writer's block? What do you do if that happens?" Aha.
You're adorable. You're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
You're like a little Benihana guy.
Benny Hanukkah?
Yeah, like the Benny Hanna restaurant logo, like a little Buddha guy.
Oh, I thought you said Benny Hanukkah.
Benny Hanukkah.
Yeah, you get a different wonton for each of the 8 days. Writer's block. Yeah, I've said this 1,000 times before, but it's good advice. Prove that you're a bad writer. There you go. Okay. You're trying to prove that you're a good writer. That's what's blocking you. Because no matter how good you get, you're always going to think that you should be better than you are because you want to be a good writer, and you will be by thinking that. But it's not going to get you writing right now. And the only thing that's going to make you get better is practicing. And the only thing you're going to be able to write right now is something worse than what you think you should be writing. So you have to stop thinking about the thing that you're eventually going to be able to do, and you have to start thinking about the thing that you're terrified you will do, because that will go by very quickly. It's like cheating. It's like putting shit in your gas tank. It's like putting exhaust in your gas tank. It's like the thing your car makes that you can't use. You can fuel your car on it, technically. Just write badly. I mean, specifically do that by saying, okay, I'm going to actually go there. I'm going to actually show myself what a piece of shit writer I really am without thinking about any of it.
I'm impressed by the uniformity of your chest hair. It's just perfectly. It's very even. Do you trim that, or is that just natural?
Yes. I spend a great deal of time on my chest hair, and this is the result. I spend 5 hours a day to achieve God damn it! I forgot his name.
You've got a very impressive little back neck tuft going on there too.
Who's the porn star that ever? Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Would have been funny.
Let's all take our shirts off.
What is your thoughts on Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Bad grammar. Just kidding. I don't care. I heard a rumor about Spider-Man that Sony and Marvel are now going to be... It's not a rumor. It's news, right? So Sony and Marvel are going to be sharing Spider-Man now in some weird way. Like Sony's gets to make Spider-Man movies, and so does Marvel, and they don't make money off of each other's movies, but they're going to use the same Spider-Man.
Are they using the same Spider-Man? Or
the same Spider-Man, yeah. Which means they're going to have some kind of web-slinger summit. I don't know what to make of it. Movies are for children now. I don't care anymore. Will Erin be playing the role of Christian Grey when she comes home tonight? I don't know.
Who in here has read those books or any of those books? Applause? Anybody? You? There's a lot of guilty looking faces out there right now. Nobody, really? One and a half?
Bad.
Are they really bad?
Really bad.
Oh, God, There's too much sex.
There's too much sex? That's your complaint?
It's like ordering a pizza without having sex with each other. It's like, not calm the fuck down, you guys.
She wants less fucking. She's like
or more pizza.
I missed all of that. I don't. I'm sorry.
She was saying they're bad books because people are fucking just too wantonly. Like no one can walk five steps apparently without just rogering somebody next to them. Or whatever.
That's what the movie's about. It's just like everyone's just doing it with each other.
I don't know.
Oh.
The book.
Oh.
Bring her up.
Bring her up.
Will you come up on stage so we can see you and hear you? And I want to talk about this. What's your name? Let's put a face to the shame.
Give me a hug. Come on, give me a hug. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. There you go.
What's your name, madam?
My name is Angel.
Hello, Angel. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're looking very smart.
Obviously.
All right, so...
Hello.
This is like Reading Rainbow. You're going to give us your book report on 50 Shades of Grey.
All right.
Now, you say you're a book and a half in. Does that mean that you are currently reading one of the books?
My friend and I both, I think we got to the same place, and we were like, I can't believe I actually wanted there to be a plot.
I didn't think there was enough sex. I disagree with you.
Get her up here.
Point
Bring it on
counterpoint.
Up, bring it on up. Point counterpoint. Now we have a discussion on our hands.
Oh, and then we have a good question that got tweeted in.
Keanu.
Oh God.
Do explain.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Lara.
Angel and Lara. Okay, so one of you says too much sex, one says not enough.
Yep.
Guess how our lives go.
I know how tonight's gonna go.
Let us know.
I agree that they couldn't. They'd like be in a restaurant and all of a sudden they have to have sex, but.
Don't even go to the bathroom. Like, go in the parking lot. I don't know. It's just they need to calm down.
But it wasn't good sex. That's the point. If there's going to be sex,
it's really repetitive sex. It's like if you just had missionary sex for. And it's weird because it's about like S&M, but it's like. I don't give a shit anymore.
Older people like it and think it's risque, but we grew up with the internet, and so it's not.
Interesting. And some of us old people grew up on the internet, so we're actually just bored with all sex. Like, I feel like I'm just like an asexual like lump of clay. Like,
you really don't look like it.
Oh, thanks, baby. So somebody asked a question that I think we could all take a stab at here. This person's Twitter handle is Yessie_Bev, and they say, if you could tell one person about 9/11 before it happened, who would you tell and why? What would change? You got to pick one person. It's pretty easy, right, though? Don't you just...
You tell... the pilot knew. The pilot knows.
Yeah.
Oh no, you mean like the actual pilot?
Some person in your own personal life.
I think you have to, don't you just tell like you know?
I'd tell her so I could just say I told you so and make her mad.
Now you tell some really old school like New York cop. Like some guy who's seen it all.
Somebody should. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm the guy who would do this, but somebody should have told Bryant Gumbel, because the video of him as it's going down is insane. It's the most confounding thing in the world, because they're telling him what's going down and he's just sitting there going, so let me understand. There's a building. And it's like, you're there. You're in this. He's in it as it's going on. It goes on for hours and hours and hours. He wouldn't get off the air so that somebody could explain to him what was going on. And I can't imagine people were trying to explain to him what was going on. And it was all live feeds with people telling him what was happening. And he just kept repeating the same question over. And people were getting angry with him. Experts on the ground were getting angry.
Was he just in disbelief, or he was just thunderstruck, or he wasn't?
No, it was just him. I don't know what he was doing, but it was just him and his own rhetoric just sort of trying to parlay this into like a real sports interview as if it was a hypothetical. And it's just, you know, then the backdrop changes and then now there are no buildings. And he still just kind of like struggled with it. There's an ad now with he and... Katie Couric. And it's based on this humor thing with them dealing with the internet stuff. But this is like the same thing with this real humorous event that's going on in real time, and it's
Fuck that guy.
I don't mean in a bad way. I just sort of like.
Will there be a 9/12?
Yes.
You know what would be a good movie. Is you have that, it starts with that question, like Michael Caine is Mr. Destiny or somebody comes and says, like, you can go, Juan, anybody you want, about 9/11, go. And then you go, and you go, and it cuts to, like, Robert Downey Jr. is, like, goes up the White House steps, and he's like, Mr. President, and Mr. President says, yeah, and he says, the 9/11's gonna happen. And he's like, let me explain exactly what 9/11 is going to be. I got 10 minutes, and then you know, you don't want to hear it all, so you cut to like a cigarette that shortens, and then he's like, and it's going to happen on 9/11, and the mnemonic device for that is it's an emergency, and also it's September 11th, so 2001. So okay, all right, thank you, says the president, and then he doesn't tell him that he's traveled in time though. So then he goes back to the present, Robert Downey Jr., and he gets there, and it's like everything's the same. 9/11 happened just the same way. You know why? They let it happen. But he spends some time trying to make sure, oh, did it not? Maybe it was a dream.
And he's the only guy that can prove that it actually was an inside job, because he told him.
Right. But his evidence is a strange story about going back in time.
Like, I totally time traveled and did it.
But he has. The president makes the mistake of saying, this was great 9/11 forewarning. Thank you. I want you to take my lucky rabbit's foot. It's a presidential lucky rabbit's foot. The guy didn't think anything of it, and he, when he traveled back to the present, he ran into his ex-girlfriend, who he hates, but... but who he loves, and he gives it to her. He goes like, you know what? Here, take this. She's like, I'm going to go study overseas. And he's like, take this. And she's like, why? He's like, just something someone gave me. So then he goes home and it's like, oh, 9/11 happened just like regular. And he's like, what? It must have been an inside job because I said that rabbit's foot. I got to get that rabbit's foot. But my ex-girlfriend has it and I hate her. And she's overseas.
I need another Michael Caine scene at this point.
I told you the rules to this thing. Can't go back once.
Come on, I need it.
Oh, yeah, stop waking up. Oh. Gotta go wait. Oh, okay.
So yes?
No, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Is Robert Downey Jr. playing himself?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's why he didn't need to get a tour or anything. Like, he just walked up the White House steps. Is that RDJ down there? That was my president. Speaking of which, somebody requested your Obama, if you want to... here, we'll do the scene where I'm Robert Downey Jr.
Obama wasn't president during that.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. That wouldn't work. Okay, well, he finds Obama at a cafe who's going over his presidential nomination forms. Yeah. Mr. President. I mean, Barack.
Kind of jumping the gun there a little bit, aren't you? But, you know, look.
Do you mind if I sit down? My name is Robert Downey Jr.
Well, it's a free country, and quite frankly, I'm not going to pretend that I don't know who you are.
I'm going to sit on the chair by turning it around and straddling it, just to add some energy. Here's the deal. 9/11's going to happen.
The date? Or is there some new band that I'm not familiar with?
It's going to be some planes, and they're going to...
Because, you know, 311 is bad enough, but if you
don't
you
say... I want to know what I'm saying, what I'm saying, what on 9/11. It all happens on 9/11.
What I've got to do is get to my people. And we've got to come up with a policy for this. And there are proper channels for making this happen.
Just as long as you stop 9/11. That's all I care about. I'll see you later.
Well... You sure you don't want to... Oh, all right. I mean, I had a couple of these Danishes, and certainly I can only get through half of one. But if it, there he goes.
Just stop 9/11, future president. Yeah, I got 5 minutes left in 1999.
You know what you want? I don't know if you like steak.
Oh.
But while you're here, there's a five-minute steak place that's around the corner.
All right, well, I'll probably get to watch them make it, but then I gotta go. Doggy bag, I can take it. Yeah. Is the steak better in 1999 than it ever will be?
It'd be 10 years old.
It would be 8.
Be a seared Kobe beef, a mix of green peppers and black peppers.
When do people start fucking?
I lost my hashtag search. All right. Based on Dan's Michael Caine impression, campaign to get him into the Trip 3. I don't know what that means. Too pop cultural. I don't like pop cultural references.
They both do very funny Michael Caine impressions in that. It's very good. The end.
Please fix the red cup in the ice bucket. My OCD can't take it. I mean, OCD doesn't mean you can't handle things being at an angle. It's, there's no proper way for a cup to be. Don't blame that on OCD, you crazy person.
I was going to tweet asking if there's spare vodka, but my phone ran out of battery.
Oh, yeah. Help yourself.
No, it's okay.
No, help yourself. I just don't want to dig in the ice
manners.
With my hand. I'm what?
Your manners, sir. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm trying not to. I don't want to touch your ice. It's good manners if you think about it. All right. These girls are.
Are you two good friends? Have you known each other for a long time?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys grow up?
Tucson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, but we're like the friends that hate each other too.
Why is that?
I don't know.
50 Shades of Grey.
She's what, really funny.
When do you like fucking
me.
And when do you hate
bitch, she's so funny.
I know. But I don't know.
No, really? Don't you have that though? Everybody has that friend that they really love, but they also kind of hate sometimes.
Like a frenemy?
No.
Maybe if you go on a staycation together.
on vanilla date.
Levi wants to know, how does Jerry McSeinfeld feel about the potato shortage?
How come it's got to be a potato shortage? Why can't it be a tollage?
All right. Thank you. Thank Jeff for Teen Wolf. Okay.
It's my best work.
This guy says, I have bone conduction speakers you can try, fourth row.
Really? Oh, okay. Wow, we've got the skull speakers.
Bring them to Jeff. Let Jeff try them.
What kind of bone?
What goes on here?
It's a Google Glass.
Cool. Right?
And put them on.
And then wow.
Tap the side and go to a video of Dan rapping or something.
Wait, now you just turn it off. Now it's on.
Tap it again.
Okay, glass. Record video. This is wild.
I didn't know the Google.
It's doing whatever you told it to. Okay, so it's recording a video.
Yeah.
So if I talk real loud right now, and then it'll do 10 seconds, and then it'll stop.
Okay.
And then if you replay the video, then it'll come out a speaker here on the side.
Okay, that's 10 seconds.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I heard that.
Now hit play. Tap it. Yeah, tap it to hit play, and it'll say play video. Should. And then it'll play the video.
Play?
Yeah, hit play. And then the way you can tell it's bone conduction is when it's playing, if you push this against your skull, it'll get louder. Or if you close your ears like this, then it gets louder because it's making your head vibrate.
Nothing's happening. here we go. I don't hear a shit. I see you moving.
You also might have heard these aren't that popular. And theoretically, that's how it works.
I mean, I felt like an enormous douchebag while wearing it.
That's his primary purpose.
Terminator.
What is your name?
Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
That's our tech correspondent, Daniel, with with the now discontinued Google Glass, which. What, so when you get the Google Glass, is the bone conducting speakers like an option, like a sunroof on a car, or?
No, it's mandatory. It's
okay.
The side
here. Anyway. Huh.
Yeah.
And it really sounds like.
It's normal speakers, and you so like if you're at a concert and you're listening to it, you can plug your ears, and you can like if you're having a phone conversation with someone, and then you can hear it even though there's loud things around you because it's going through your head.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The brunette to your left, the redhead, or the black guy? F, murder, kill, go. I wandered into that. Like a I'm not allowed. I took vows that preclude me from playing Fuck, Murder, Kill ever again.
I'll save it for you.
Fuck.
Murder and kill are the same thing, so yeah.
Oh, well, Mary. It's Mary.
Oh, Mary. I'm sorry. Probably her. You can kill me. I don't care. I have the will to live.
All right. Great. Well,
I didn't mean to make this dark.
Yeah, that didn't seem like a sincere threat or anything. All right. Well, let's. Why don't we thank these young ladies and get them out of here?
Thank you, Angela and Laura.
Thanks, ladies. Thanks for your 50 Shades of Grey report. And they added some energy, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This show isn't free fall right now, man.
We should do something every 9/11.
All right.
Like I'm always gonna notice it. So what do we do every 9/11?
What?
Make a wish.
If you use that wish for anything other than there to be no more 9/11s, you're an asshole, right?
I would like you to do a every 9/11. I want you to go into some sort of weird Michael Caine scene.
I'll say, I'm a whole day. I'm a story.
You've seen Michael Caine on acting, right?
Yeah.
The instructional video.
Who's the comic, the Michael Caine in the love scene? I love you. I got to, Michael, let's do it again, but a little more romantic this time. All right. I bloody love you. Who is that comic? We'll find out.
Is Rob Schraub in the house? No, you hear his dumb laugh. Right? He has to get prepped to shoot the Matt Berry episode. Take off the pants. What do you have to lose? I'll tell you what I have to lose. The secret of my skid mark is what I have. I'm pretty certain that it'll be. Yeah, gross. If I take off my pants.
What sort of underwear do you wear? You a tidy whitey guy? What do you got? Boxers? What do you wear?
I can't remember. Like they're like boxer briefs, I guess. Yeah.
You can't remember the underwear you're wearing.
Because I put them on, like, you know, each pair is like 3 weeks, so you know, I can't. And then I just throw them in the garbage. Buy a new pack.
We're so different.
What does the Latin on the Harmontown sign mean? I think it means we found a city without tyranny. We write in Latin without understanding. You're welcome. That's Caesar back there. Jeff rap, please. NBA rap.
NBA rap.
Yeah, you don't like the NBA? Are you racist, bro?
I used to like the NBA. I grew up as a Laker fan, man. It was awesome.
Well, then do an NBA rap. This person asked for it.
Lakers, going down the court, wearing afros and shorts that are short. Oh, I've got skills.
This guy, Aaron Nelson, says he needs to write a 9/11 song for us to play and sing along to at 9/11. That would be a good thing.
Okay.
Every 9/11. But, you know, don't make it... Well, I'm not going to say don't make it whatever. I mean, it'll be perceived as offensive if that's how you want to perceive it. But I think we should... It'll be a solemn moment. 9/11. Obviously, it refers to a national tragedy. And then we'll do something with that moment to this guy's music, maybe. We'll try that. Can I guest Dungeon Master? Are you here, this person that asked this?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
Improv.
We're going to put a pin in that. In the realm of ideas of that quality, this person says, bring Adam Goldberg up.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's any way he could be here, right?
He'll materialize.
This would have been a...
Yeah, it's like Candyman.
Historically, he's made his presence known already if he's here, right? Yeah.
Oh, give something away at 9/11, this person suggests. That's a good idea. Nobody. We auction him off at 9/11. Then on the other side of the spectrum, this person's saying, play Jenga at 9/11. It's, yeah. Bad person. You're a bad person. You hear that? Hear what you do to people when you think? I just tuned in. What the hell is going on? What was the last movie you saw?
Didn't you say Monuments Men?
Well, I tried to watch it Nightcrawler. I kept falling asleep. I was really into it, but I just very sleepy. I really want to finish watching Nightcrawler, but I keep falling asleep.
Nightcrawler's awesome.
You ever going to write a movie? We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I just gotta write a bad enough season of Community that they stop making me do more. And then I'm going to get right on those movies.
I think you should write your 9/11 movie.
Wait, what is it? Dan Harmon potato shortage is now showing up as a trending hashtag next to Chevy Chase. Not really. Oh, shit, just in Chicago. That makes sense. It's an improvised podcast. Probably. Yeah, Chevy did the SNL thing tonight. He made an appearance. I saw that on Twitter. Oh, yeah. And so did Eddie Murphy, who long has not appeared near SNL.
Wasn't he kind of banned from it or something like that?
Was he banned or was he like the other way around? Like he wouldn't go. I don't know. Who knows? All right. Well, okay. That was Twitter interaction. Kind of hot, huh? Yeah. I mean, it kind of works. Yeah. Like, imagine if I didn't have to look at my phone. That applause was so sad. I think that if we had like a little monitor down there, mm-hmm. and then we could see it, and you could curate it. You're the comptroller.
Right. I'll put it back on.
All right. Well, it is hot up here, so I might as well just. It just feels. I mean, it's like somebody tweeted a picture. I know what I look like. There's a woman I love that married this. She has to look at this tonight after watching 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah.
Better buy a lot of pizza.
All right.
Have you ever done any bondage, sadomasochism stuff? Do you guys ever do like kinky shit?
You guys, me and Aaron?
Yeah. Or previous gals? Or
When I was younger, because I thought you had to try everything. I tried all the, you know, I tried a little bit of tying somebody, you know, down. I'm like, okay, now you're tied down. I mean, kind of felt like you were obligated to stay here before that. Like, social anxieties are more pressing to me than like my dad's neckties.
And then you have to were you ever tied up? Did you ever get tied down?
I think we took turns. I was like young enough that I was like, well, let's do that. And then I was like, at one point, oh, let's get the food. Let's do the food. This is the dumbest. You see people in the movies with the food, with
What's
the whipped cream.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why? This is sticky. It's gross.
Yeah. Now it's more like hot dairy products.
Yeah. That's gross. Sex is pretty dumb. I mean, the people that enjoy it, like, they don't stop doing it. They, like, have to keep doing it, which is a good sign that it's dumb, right? Like, it's not like they can do it for, like, and then, oh, hey, Marissa. I didn't know you were in town.
The strangest show.
That's Marissa. She does the hosts has created the Having Changed Tumblr blog, which has been up since the start of this podcast, really, right? Because I made some comment about how there's no Tumblr blogs about me, and then you made one, and she's been in our corner ever since. She was at our wedding.
So what other kind of food did you guys do? Did you whipped cream? What else?
I had whipped cream and...
Chocolate sauce or some shit? Or...
I just remember whipped cream and, like, I think maybe honey, I can't remember. only thing I remember is it being like just dumb, just being, it's like sex. You know, sex is something that you do with someone you love because, you know, the alternative is masturbating. Which is an exclusive act, an exclusionary, it's a bad message to send. So you invite the other person in. Let's do this together. And then every once in a while, a little... A new life is created by this act. That person germinates in the uterus. Is extracted from it. Placed on a stainless steel scale. Given a barcode. Sent home after several vaccinations. Which, and then 18 years later, he goes to work at Verizon. And so does she. Ah, oh, that special someone. And then they go, and then Verizon keeps growing. It's a great species. It's really fun. I'm sure Fifty Shades of Grey really put the magic back in it.
Did you ever like dress up or do any like costumes or shit like that?
Dress up? Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. Well, like not like a panda or anything like. I don't know. I mean, when you're I'm 42 years old. I've tried everything once. Somebody's bone conductors turned off. Yeah, I've tried everything once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Once.
Scat play?
Gangbang?
Not scat play. No. I haven't done pee and poop and...
Yeah, the pee and the poo and the blood thing is not for me. I don't need any of that in my life.
I mean, I haven't tried everything. Yeah, that's silly for me to say. I've tried everything like a normal person. Like... Consider like this is like three things. There's like 900 things I haven't tried. I haven't put a toe in my butt. That's the. And you could do all 10 toes, and that's 10 things I haven't done.
You put a Sharpie up your butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Mask work.
How are we gonna get through tonight? How are we gonna do a show? Are we warmed up yet?
I'm warm. My shaking has stopped.
Oh, that's my post supervisor. He's canceling the post tomorrow. He's probably figured out I'm not gonna be editing the I'll have to be writing. Thank you. Sorry, I'm on stage. Okay. There we go. Post super.
Podcast gold.
The collector's item.
Do you guys have any Minecraft questions? What mod am I running? I'm running a mod pack called Feed the Beast Infinity. It's available at feedthebeast.com. It's called the Infinity Mod Pack. It's brand new. It's for 1.7, and it's very stable. And it has Applied Energistics 2 in it, which I've been looking forward to for a while, and I've just gotten on my feet with that. And I'm having a real good time. It's a very balanced mod pack, very balanced. Previous mod packs have done strange things, experimental things, like you have magical crops added. Well, now you can grow everything. Like, you don't even have to do anything else. This is a good mod pack.
How many hours do you spend playing that?
What's the longest you've disappeared?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I can't these days. I mean, maybe on the weekend, like I'll just sit as long as my body will let me. If it's not Valentine's Day and I like it's a weekend, I don't have something to write, I will get up and I'll grab the laptop and be like, Minecraft. All right, let's figure something out. Do you have any music on there that's like not rap? Like,
yeah,
I branch out.
Yeah, let's try. Let's go. Let's do this.
When you move your body to the beat. When you see everybody in the street. You got the action. Got the water. We'll put them both in a cup with our daughter. Family. Family on the street with a bucket and a cup doing everything. What's up? Family. Family on the street tonight with a bucket and a cup. What's up? Bucket.
Yo. My name is MC John. I'm here to mow the lawn. I'd like to use a rake, but that grass will not take. I gotta get up on the riding mower. Go faster, don't go slower. Mow around the trees and yard. I fucked your mama hard.
I want to see you next Tuesday night. I don't want to get into a fight.
Yeah, don't get in a fight, baby.
Cause you are my family and I love you. Say what? I won't steal your socks or your shoes. Family. Cause you got what I need. Family. Yeah, it's good. That was a good one. That's a good song.
I like the fascinating character of DJ John.
I'm here to mow the lawn.
DJ John was a refreshing departure from the profane evolution of rap. He was back to like a traditional like peas and carrots kind of rap, but he right at the end he let you know he's fucking your mom, which makes sense because he listening to him I don't think he knew that much about lawn care. He wanted to use a rake.
That's a MacGuffin.
Yeah. who wrote some of this music? Do we have to give credit to these people?
That is by Kevin MacLeod. There's some guy.
Remember, Kevin, if you call my name.
Are you Highlander references?
Yeah. Right? Yes. Kevin MacLeod.
Don't forget, Kevin. We're from an alien planet.
What? Highlander 2. Fucked up. Fucked up sequel. They reveal at the beginning of Highlander 2 that all of the things that happened in Highlander 1 were in a different framework. They were aliens. They just forgot that they were aliens.
Really dumb.
And then they remember. And then the Sean Connery says, remember, don't forget that if you call my name, I'll come back to life. So he does, and the Sean Connery comes back to life, but Sean Connery spends the entire movie buying clothes. All right, what other songs you got in there?
I was away, so I didn't add a whole lot of stuff here. What about... All right.
It's only
23 seconds. It has to be short.
All right. Oh, wait.
From the top.
Okay.
From the top.
I got a pair of boots and a pair of socks going to... wait, hold on. Sorry. Okay. All right. I can do it. I got corn syrup on my hat. I'm going out. How about that? Gonna grab some corn. Gonna grab some hay. Fuck your mama all the live long day. I've got a banjo on my knee. All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. About time. It's about time. It's about that time. Wait, what time is it? It's about that time. I have a slow watch. I want to know what time it is. Could you tell me what time it is? I got an appointment coming up tomorrow. Yeah. We've been having a sweet old time, but I gotta know what time it is. Timekeeper's like a Swiss clock tonight. We've been going low, long data. To the break of the dong dong, baby. Yo, what'd you say?
No, don't fuck with me.
I'm just trying to know what you're saying. Don't, I'm not even trying to play it. Just gotta know what time it is.
Ding dong, dee baloo, dee gado, bling dong.
See, that's gibberish. I don't know why I work with you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Why you all fighting? Oh, shit. It's my mom.
Ding, ding, a boom, dong, ding.
Why you all down here fighting? Sitting in my basement all nighting? What time is it?
That's what I'm asking. Ding, dong, diggaloo, dang, dong.
I set the grandfather clock on the wall. I'm not getting any sleep at all. Your father and I got work in the morning.
Ding, dang, a boom, dong, ding, ding, morning.
That's cheating. Can't you speak gibberish, man?
Dibby dop doop dibba doo.
Ah, shit. I'm going to bed.
Baby, what was that?
Those kids down in the basement.
Oh, why are they always gonna be like that? Why are they always waking up like that? Don't these motherfuckers get any sleep?
I don't know, baby. What time you keep?
2:45.
The dad knew what time it was the whole time. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
That was really nice. I was kind of hoping DJ John made an appearance.
There's a whole, but I mean, I'm like.
This is like a whole like Sesame Street of characters you've got going on. I think we should explore that town a little bit more. I'd like to know everybody that lives in that building, the whole block.
Yeah. All right, well, what else you got? None of them knew what time it was.
Are they brothers or are they best friends?
They're friends and they're in the basement and the mom was coming down and then she went back up to her husband. I think there was something going on between the mom and the friend. Well.
This feels like cold open, like crawl music, maybe like a Price.
In the age of innocence, there is a prophecy That one will come who will change the innocence to guilt. The keepers of this prophecy are called the Star Walkers.
Star Walkers.
Reclusive by nature, they keep to a hallowed hall atop the trees. Of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
We join them now at breakfast. Do you want more eggs?
Starwalker.
I have not satiated my taste for eggs. I would like another egg.
I will make you one more egg. The time keepers, walk Skywalkers, sorry. What were they called?
Star Walkers.
Star Walkers. See eggs as the center of all power.
All power.
Here is yours. I scrambled it. I tried to make it sunny side up. Then it became scrambled.
Let me put my hand to it and draw from it its essence with my mind.
Since the beginning of time, the Sky Guardians, what were they called?
Starwalkers.
Have derived their nutrition manually, preferring to save the mouth for verbal communication. What say you of the prophecy?
There will be three leaves in this tree. All three will fall. Only one will land.
Father.
You're up early.
There is a man on the lawn. He's got a rake. He just seems to sort of be fiddling around out there.
Be calm, my young one. I will see what this is about. You are tending the lawn?
Yes. My name is John.
John.
I'd prefer a rake. If that's what it take. But I mow the grass like your mama ass.
Your mama's ass.
My name is John.
Mom fucker.
I'm here to say I fucked so many moms today. Fucked them in the east.
East.
I fucked them in the south.
South.
3 hours later, in the mouth. I have never heard of this practice. I am a star.
Soccer. Well, I'm coming up.
You're not supposed to.
I'm coming up.
You get off the ladder.
Give me that. Give me the bucket of lava.
He's not slowing down. He's a skeleton. He's a flaming skeleton.
My name is John.
Run to the panic room. Does it work? Did they fix it? Get in the panic room. Jesus.
This is a difficult sort.
And you said no panic room. You said let's go to Cancun. Turn that money into fun, you said. One person in this treetop thinks about our safety.
The prophecy said three leaves would fall. We three should jump and leave him here.
Okay.
I fear only one of us will make it. And so it is I take this time to say goodbye.
Are you going out the window of the panic room? The ill-advised window?
The ill-advised
panic room window?
I wanted to see.
You guys don't even lock that window. It defeats the whole point of having a panic room.
Who's the... Your...
Father, it's me. Don't be alarmed.
The panic room needs sunlight, you said. Well, fine. Great. All right. So the three of us jump. All right. It is said in the Skywalker tradition, Skywalker, that one need not fear death, for death is only the beginning. But that day, as my toes perched on the wooden sill of my panic room window, arms outstretched like a bold but fearful crane, I tasted what God must have felt the day he gave us life, the fear that it was all for nothing.
Nothing.
John, I was a skeleton all along. I wanted to take over the house. Now I got it all to myself. I got a rake over here and a shovel over there. I can do lawn care all day. I don't even have to rhyme anymore. I'm just Big Bad John and I got my own home. I'm gonna sit down on the couch. Gonna make myself at home. I'm a burnt skeleton because they poured lava on me. This is what I deserve. My name is John. My name is John. I'm walking all live long day. Hop, hop to the hip to the hop, hop, hip to hop, hop, hip, hop. My name is John. I do your lawn, but I don't take no shit today. Hip, hop to the hippity hop. I said a hop, hop, hippity hop, about hop, hop. Did you ever see a White House with a president in it? Fuck that, motherfucker. I'll fuck the government. Fuck your government. My name is John. Big Bad John all day long. Take care of your lawn. Ding dong, ding dong. I take your daisies down to a regular town and I sell them at the bazaar. I drive back in my car. It's powered by the sun. Green energy. Fuck the president. My name is John. All day long. Oh.
okay?
Oh, no! My back is broken.
Would you perhaps like some eggs?
How am I the only one that got hurt?
I walked down.
There's a stairs?
No, John was just on the couch rapping. He didn't even see me. He was getting really irritable about the government. He was kind of like... Father, I'll go to the medicine tree.
Did any of you ever think that we've done all we've done for nothing?
Yes. But one must understand that it is all a process of becoming. And while you are in a panic room window, panicking, whether you are in the air flying and dying and landing, and whether you're the clever son cascading down a flight of stairs made more stable by lava that has now ceased to be lava and is merely igneous.
Father!
And substantial.
Father, Uncle Rico, sorry to interrupt. I'm getting a reading on the radar. It yes? appears to be some sort of spacecraft coming inbound.
It is the elders.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Expecting to see an elder? It's me, Tom Young. Too fat from living in your trees, living your dreams. Did a rapping lawn man make you fall? I told you there was war in this universe, and you refused to heed my call. Now you lay on the floor with the rest of the animals, clutching at your broken back, waiting for medicine trees. The medicine has gone to the front. Gird your loins and join the war, or perish here! Fuck! God damn it!
It was just a cameo, I guess.
Is he coming back, Father?
Whoa! Well, what have we here? The elders, struck down like animals from their pride atop the treetops? Wasn't so long ago you refused us food and weapons for our war.
Jesus Christ, everyone hated us.
Worm people. Worm people detect elders. How you've been stricken down to worm level. You should have helped us with our war. Oh, sorry. Well, this is
the worm people theme.
Oh. Underground. Underground. Where the water's found. Moisture.
Moisture.
Nutrients.
Nutrients.
Where did they went? Have to find those nutrients before the rain drives us up.
We're looking for nodes
my mucous membrane protects my outer shell. I wriggle around. I do very well. I am a worm. And my worm culture will prevail. Tutok, the worm rapper. I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper, rapping worm. Watch me squirm. Stop. No, what did I tell you? Stop. You're a bad rapper. Go practice. Sun comes up, moon goes down. Everyone has worms around. We are everywhere. Our worm culture will prevail. Move through the dirt. Rumors I heard. Worm armies must mount for our defense. Worm swords, worm shields, worm horses never yield. These worm colors never run. Mucus in the sun. I will never fail my wormy queen until she kisses with this machine. My name is Little Worm Tony. No, get out. Worm people, worm people, worm people, dwelling in the dirt that we make up.
Did you know that 90% of the dirt worms live in is made up of dead worms?
Yes, I did. This may sound gross to you above the soil line, but down here, that shit do me fine. Worm people out. Jesus. Fuck. This is a terrible, terrible opera. Are these characters going to come back, or?
Father, I feel like the Starwalkers used to be a proud culture, but it seems like everybody kind of hates our guts. We've let a lot of people down.
Wisdom brings its labor.
There is a small place in the world for ponderous people who look at eggs and muse about the future.
Father, I'm getting another reading. I think it's that asshole Tom Young's coming back. He's got two Russians with him.
It's me, Tom Young. And here's my Russian friend.
Hello.
Is this what you wanted? I'm not trying. I don't want to be difficult, but I don't. What do you? What was the idea?
It was a callback to the potato guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw a road flare in the gas tank. Shit! Run! Ah, my back. Ah, I'm dying. I died. Oh Jesus! Oh, it's Jesus of the Elders.
Get out!
Ah, tree hell! Whoa, the gasoline! It's filled with gas! Run! Shit, run! Jump off the edge of the earth! We're becoming a singularity! We're in the nether zone! Oh, shit, it's the devil! Oh, he's shitting on us! Oh, I'm drowning in his shit! Ow! Oh.
Universe exploded. My name is John. I voted for that to happen from the president. Fuck the president. My name is John. I mow your lawn. I'd like to do it with all your lawn. I'd like to do it with a rake, but that's all I can take. My name is John. I'm on your lawn. Hip hop to the hippity hop. Hip hop hop. Yo, did you ever see a vampire quite like me? Oh shit, it's a Dracula. Hippity hop, ha 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 ha. Oh shit, vampire bat. I'm running away from that. I'm a vampire gonna bite your neck. Oh shit, fuck you, my name is Beck. Bing bong, bing bong, bing bing bong bong. What? Your name is Beck?
Father, look, it's Vincent Price.
Oh, yes. Spiders crawling on every part of your genitals with little pink socks on each of their 8 feet so that it feels good, like little fairy tongues.
That's not scary. My name is John. It's Halloween. I'm going to the party scene. Trick or treat, trick or dat. I fucked your mom like that.
My name is John. I take care of all your lawns. I mow every grass in every city. I mowed your mama's titty. She enjoyed it.
But I got a secret. I'm a lion.
Running through the forest. Gotta get past this. Find my quarry. In the quarry, I killed a rabbit. Take it back to my lady. Whoa. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Say what? Family? Family?
You have got to have a family. Or you get bit by a bat and turned into a lion like that. That was a cautionary tale. John failed. You shouldn't be him like him.
Thanks for coming to Harbortown, everybody. Demorge Brown. Skull headphone guy, his name I forget. Angel and Laura, was it? I'm Jeff Davis, your mayor, your shirtless mayor, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Hip hop, hippity hop. Don't stop till the hippity hop. I got a hip hip hop and I never stop until the hip hip hop to the dippity dop. I got it. My name is MC John. I mow your lawn all day long. My name is Hippity John. I got a jip job, jimity job, a jip hop. I like to use a rake. A shovel, if that's what it takes. But I prefer to use a lawnmower. I fuck your mom's shower, not a grower. I'm Big John and I'm on your lawn. I got to low, low, down all day long. I got a hip hop, hippity hop. Another hip hop, hip, hip, hoppity hip hop. Hop, hip, hip, hoppity hip. Hop, 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 dippity dip. Got a hip hop, never stop. My name is John.
Good night, everybody.
You block. I got a hip hop all day long. All day long, sing my song. I got a hip hop, hippity hop. I got a hip hip hop, got a hippity hop. My name is Backyard John. I'm on your fucking lawn. I got a hip hop, mowing the lawn. Everybody gonna sing my song. Hip hop, hippity hop. Everybody eat some dippin' dots.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Happy birthday. Hip hop, got a hippity hop. Oh.
Good night, all.
It's the Starburns Industries Tape of the Month Club. 12 original cassette tapes delivered to your door. Each month, you'll receive a crisp new cassette tape of auditory delights made by some of the most funky and creative artists around. Featuring Dino Stamatopoulos, Natalie Palamides, Johnny Pemberton, Dan Harmon, Future Ladies of Wrestling, Alan Resnick and Dina Kalberman, Dynasty Handbag, Jeff B. Davis, Rob Schraub, Lance Bangs, DJ Doug Pound, Kron, Open Mike Eagle, Ron Lynch, and on and on and on. Subscribe now. $13 gets you a crisp, unique tape in the mail each month. For $20, you receive a portable cassette player so you can listen to your tapes on the go. Here's how to order. For credit card customers, please call 747-888-0945. That's 747-888-0945. Or save COD charges and log onto the World Wide Web at d.rip/sbi-press. It's a good deal.
Let's say Seinfeld was on an island, yeah, and he was blowing Boris Karloff. What would that be like?
It might go something like this. Oh, Mr. Karloff, I loved you in Frankenstein, and I love giving you a blowjob. Why, Mr. Seinfeld, I love having you fuck